Anglophile. I've got writer Helen Ducal on the line, who recently left Angoulême for Nice, and she's been having some success with her novels. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Rosemary, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So tell us what you've been up to.
Right, well, I've actually got two self-published books now. One is called All Expenses Paid, and the other one is called Shelf Life. But before I get into that, could I just say something about the difference between self-publishing
and
vanity publishing? Because I was actually offered a vanity publishing deal about this time last year. You know, a well-known company, but they wanted, I think it was about £9,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. And then they would sort of produce and publish and print so many copies of the book. But the main difference is, with vanity publishing, you pay somebody else to do all the work. And self-publishing, you basically do it all yourself.
Yes, excellent.
So, sorry.
No, it's excellent, yes.
Yeah. So I sort of had a long, hard think about it and decided that, you know, despite the fact not actually having the money, that I really didn't want to go down that route. And then what prompted me to self-publish was the fact that there are so many well-known authors that went along this route. For instance, John Grisham, his first book, A Time to Kill, he self-published after it was rejected by 15 publishers and 30 agents.
Yes, that's amazing. Yeah.
So I decided I was in fairly good company. I mean, Beatrix Potter, Mary Wesley,
yes.
Marcel Proust.
Yes.
I thought, yes, I can add to that list quite happily. So then I decided to look into self-publishing, which I've done through Amazon for the Kindle versions, and CreateSpace is like an affiliate company for the paperback version. So...
tell us about the books.
Yes, okay, right. Well, the first book is called All Expenses Paid, Fact Meets Fiction. It's a romantic comedy come travel biography. It's about 40-year-old Laura, who wants to get away from the 9-to-5 in the UK and have time for writing. So she sees an advert in the Lady magazine and goes off to look after somebody called Betty in the south of France for 6 months. Betty's 82, but thinks she's 28. She looks like everybody's favourite grandmother, until her boyfriend, quite a bit younger, Jean-Louis, comes to pick her up on his motorbike. The reason I wanted to write this book is because, as a live-in carer, and I've been doing it now for 19 years,
right.
I come across a lot of ageism, and I wanted to write a feel-good book that showed that all ages have a positive light to them in some way.
Yes, yeah.
So basically something life-affirming where we don't pigeonhole and stereotype people.
Yes. And it's very funny, isn't it? I mean, your accounts of looking after older people are very funny.
Well, they can be. And they usually appreciate themselves that they're funny as well, which
yes.
is very helpful.
Yes.
But what has interested me, and pleased me no end, is that this book, All Expenses Paid, seems to appeal quite equally to both male and female readers.
Good.
And so far I've had feedback from a 19-year-old who said it was engaging, fun, unpredictable, fresh, original, silly, etc. to a 91-year-old man I was looking after recently. When I called him to tell him lunch was ready, he said, but I don't want to leave Betty, because he was reading my book.
Yes.
And that was that sort of pivotal moment when you think, oh, I've done something right here.
Well, that's fantastic. So, so I know you've got another book, but just tell us where we can get your book about Nice.
Right. Well, All Expenses Paid is set in the south of France,
yes.
more towards sort of Marseille rather
okay,
than
fine. Okay,
the
yeah.
same area. If you go to Amazon.com or Amazon.co.uk, or more simply now, I have my own website, which is my name, HelenDucal.com,
right.
and you'll find all the information on there.
And Ducal is spelt D-U-C-A-L for
yes,
listeners.
It is. Yes,
yeah.
yes.
So just briefly, tell us about the second book.
Right, the second book is called Shelf Life, Everybody Has One. It's a science come speculative fiction come thriller.
Yes.
It's about two scientists in the future, in 2053. One of the scientists, Stevie Pinks, accidentally discovers every human has a barcode embedded in their forehead. And this barcode has that person's expiry date on it.
Yes.
Which gets very, very mixed reactions.
Yes.
Her colleague, Max, is against her announcing this discovery because he really feels it's one of those things that should be left well alone. It's also about stem cells and how in the nearer future, 2032, all babies will start life with their own stem cell repair kit.
Yes.
Which will be gained from their own umbilical cord blood, which contains the stem cells capable of creating all human organs. And most of us throw away this life-saving gift.
Yes.
I mean, Richard Branson has started a stem cell unit using the cord blood stem cells. But it's still very much in the background, which is a shame, because I just think it's going to be a huge, literally, lifesaver in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
And the reason for writing this particular book is because looking after people in their 80s and 90s, once I got to know people a little bit better, I would say to them, now, would you have lived your life any differently if you'd known how long you're going to live?
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, some of the answers, you can imagine, they're a book in themselves.
Yes, which will be your next book, won't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the sequels
to
both All Expenses Paid and Shelf Life. That's already in the pipeline. And also I was prompted to write Shelf Life when I got a missed call on my mobile phone when I was in Southampton in the year 2000. And it came up missed call the 31st of December 2048.
Oh, wow, yes.
And I remember thinking, oh, well done, Nokia. How have I got a missed call from the future?
Yes.
I thought, well, maybe that's my expiry date, which I can deal with that. And the second reason for writing Shelf Life is that I am quite passionate about people repairing themselves in the future. And stem cells are in the news every day now.
Yes.
And we're really not that far off, I think, it's happening. So,
oh, that's amazing. It's wonderful that you're so prolific. So that's All Expenses Paid, Shelf Life by Helen Ducal. And you can get that on Amazon. And we wish you every luck. And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for speaking with us. Keep writing.
Oh, I can't stop. Don't worry, Rosemary.
Don't worry.
And thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anglophile. You've been listening to Anglophile, courtesy of Françoise, Helen and Frances, and of course me, Helen. If you want to get in touch with me or to take part in the programme, contact me on rosie.france0764@orange.fr. Bye-bye for now. It's been lovely meeting you. A bientôt.